Next application is conditional use number 2024, application of Stokely Materials LLC. It's an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for commercial landscaping materials, storage, and sales to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1.68 acres, more or less. This property is located southeast of Lewis Georgetown Highway, Route 9, 0.3 miles southwest of Coastal Highway, Route 1. The 911 address was not available. The tax map ID is District 334, Map 5, parcels 192, 193, and 194. For the benefit of the record, the Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on July 30th of 2015. The commission was provided with an exhibit booklet, which has just been passed down for your review. We heard comments from DLDOT, the Sussex Conservation District, the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. Kenneth Adams, manager for Stokely Materials LLC, was present with Dennis Schrader, Esquire, Morris James, Wilson Halbrook and Byard LLP, Mark Davison of Pannoni Associates Incorporated, and Robert Stickles, Administrative Assistant for Stokely Materials LLC, all giving testimony in their presentation on behalf of this application. On July 30, 2015, the Commission did defer action for further consideration. On August 13th of 2015, the Commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the Commission recommend approval of conditional use number 2024 for Stokely Materials LLC for a commercial landscaping material storage and sales facility based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the property is located along U.S. Route 9, which is classified by the Delaware Department of Transportation as a major collector route. The site is opposite an existing C1 general commercial district and is next to a Delmarva power substation. The area in general is a mixed-use area that includes existing residential and commercial use. Two, this application represents a relocation of an existing business from across U.S. Route 9 to the proposed location. As a result, it will not generate any increase in traffic on U.S. Route 9. Three, the property is zoned AR1, agriculture residential. The use of the property as a landscape material storage and sales facility is consistent with the underlying agriculture zone. Four, public sewer is available to the site from Sussex County. Five, the use will not adversely affect the nature of the area or neighboring properties. Six, the intended use of the property as a material storage and landscaping sales facility is of a public or semi-public character that will benefit the residents and visitors of Sussex County. And seven, this recommendation is, however, subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to commercial landscaping material storage and sales. B, no manufacturing shall occur on the site. This prohibition includes the shredding and grinding of any materials and also includes the dyeing of mulch or similar materials. C, one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side shall be permitted. D, the hours of operation shall be from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. on Saturdays. E, any security lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. F, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements, including any entrance and roadway improvements. G, all stormwater management facilities shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex Conservation District. The final site plan shall include the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of the stormwater management areas. H, all materials shall be stored in bins on a concrete or hot mix base. All runoff from the bin shall be controlled so that it does not travel to neighboring or adjacent properties or adversely affect groundwater on the site. I, the site shall be fenced and gated. The gate at the entrance shall be offset from U.S. Route 9 to allow vehicles to still pull off of U.S. Route 9 right away if the gate is closed. And J, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion by Mr. Smith, seconded by Mr. Burton, and carried unanimously to forward this application to the Sussex County Council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated in that motion carried 4-0. For the benefit of the record, to date since July 30th, I've received no additional comments from any agencies or individuals on this application. That's all I have, unless you have questions.
I think I heard something about the hot mix would not affect the drinking water. Is that what I said, what I heard?
No, the reference to hot mix was that the bins.
The bins.
For the storage of the mulch and materials would be stored either on concrete or hot mix.
Oh, okay.
That way.
A hard surface.
Then there was an additional reference about runoff.
Okay, I thought they were cooking some hot mix.
There was a reference to runoff.
Okay, gotcha. No cooking.
No cooking or hot mix.
No cooking.
Mr. Avenue, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the council, members of the staff. My name is Dennis Schrader. I'm attorney for Stokely Materials LLC, which is the applicant in conditional use number 2024. I have with me this afternoon Ken Adams, who is the member manager of the limited liability company, Mr. Stickles, who is the vice president of marketing, and Mark Davidson from Pannoni. As you are aware, this property is an assemblage of three tracts of land on Route 9 near Five Points and Lewis, Delaware. It's about 1,800 feet to the east of the current location of Stokely Materials site. This site contains 1.68 acres, is zoned AR1. And we're seeking an application for conditional use in order to have the storage, sale, and display of landscaping materials, which would both be for residential and commercial sites. This property is designated under the comprehensive plan of the county as a low-density area and an environmentally sensitive developing area. And under the state strategies for MAP, this is a level one application. We have provided to you an application book, which is comparatively extensive. And in that, you will find that we have a number of documents and photos that relate to the application. There is a site plan, references to the comprehensive plan, the state strategy map, and any reports that would be applicable to this particular application. This property is under contract with the three property owners that own the parcels. If this meets with your favor and the conditional use is granted, then the applicant will proceed to closing. And I understand from Mr. Lank that one or two of these parcels may have had some difficulty in paying their sewer quarterly assessments. We are prepared to pay those today, or in the alternative, with your blessing, we'll wait till closing, but those will be disposed of as is required by ordinance in this county. There will be no required water on the site other than that which can be provided by a private well. There is availability for sanitary waste disposal by the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. There are no wetlands on site, and we have submitted to you a preliminary site plan which outlines where all of the proposed structures, entrances, fencing, what have you, will be placed. And at this time, I'd like to call Mr. Davidson to the podium and let him go through the technical aspects of this application.
Good afternoon, Mark Davidson. I am a principal land planner with Pannoni Associates, located outside of Milton, Delaware. Mr. Schrader kind of covered most of what I was going to talk about the site, but just to kind of go over a little bit about what's going on this site is the entrance. Again, this property is located on the east side of the Delmarva Power electrical substation there down here outside of Belltown. On the west side of our property, there is a 12-foot wide lane called Stingy Lane. It's approximately 10 foot wide. It's made of it's more of a dirt road, maybe some stone on that road. Our entrance is going to be on our west side, on the east side of Stingy Lane, and again, We will have a gated entrance. The gate will be placed back far enough so that in the morning and in the afternoon when the gates needs to be unlocked and locked, it'll be placed far enough safety-wise so that the employees of Stokely Materials can pull off the shoulder safely and then be able to unlock the gate. But the traffic pattern, the way we've laid this out, is we've put the bins for the storage of the material around the outside of the property. This way it'll allow truck and trailer to be able to maneuver within the site here and be able to make a complete turn safely and be able to pull right back out out onto Route 9 and be able to park there and be able to do it safely and get out on Route 9. So, and then there'll be storage materials like the pavers and some bricks and stone and everything on the center of the aisle, but there is enough room there to be able to safely turn a truck and a trailer around in there to pick up material. The existing farmhouse that's located on the east side of the property, and I'll just circle it here, that's going to remain right now for the office. There are 5 parking spaces that are proposed for the employees that'll be working on the site, and as well as customers to be able to pull in there and pay for any of the material or to be able to take a look at some of the material that'll be for sale on site. The support facilities that was provided by DLDOT indicated that no traffic impact study was necessary because this, again, as stated in the presentation of the application, that this site is being moved towards the east about 1,800 feet from its current location, so there was no significant change in the traffic and the additional ADT that would be present on Route 9, as well as generated by the site that is already currently being used.
It's vacant except for the farmhouse.
That's correct. There, yeah. Yes, all 3 lots. Mm-hmm. And again, the 3 lots, each one had an existing dwelling on each house. There was a house on each lot of lots, mm-hmm. but once this...
It looked empty, but yeah. Maybe it didn't see all of it. Just
that's
saw
correct.
The open part. Okay, thank you.
The stormwater for the site, again, the type of design that we're going to do, the soils out here are very sandy, mm-hmm. and the water tables are fairly deep, so what we're going to be able to do is take advantage of that. We're going to design an all-inclusive system for the site that'll safely take care of the water quality and the quantity for the entire site. The actual stormwater will be designed per the new stormwater regulations or the current stormwater regulations, and those stormwater regulations they're geared towards more water quality. So the type of system that we're going to do will take care of the actual site runoff on site, and it will not affect the area adjacent wells that are in the area. As this site itself will have its own well, it's not in any CPCN, so it's not in Tidewater's district. So the existing wells that are currently on site will be utilized.
Will Stingy Lane still be there, or that, are you buying that?
What's no, no. Right now, the actual ownership of Stingy Lane is still kind of unknown, but we will not be affecting that. It'll remain open.
It'll still be
there.
Okay.
Are still some parcels to the rear of this property that have access to the Stingy Lane, so mm-hmm. that will remain open. At this time, I'll turn this back over to Mr. Schrader.
Thank you. I have next to have, well, I ask Mr. Adams to come forward, and you have a few brief comments for
us. Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. Ken Adams. I'm the managing member of Stokely Materials, LLC. We currently have 2 locations, one on Route 113 in Georgetown, and we have the location at Nassau Commons Boulevard, just off of Route 9, which is about 1,800 feet west of the proposed location.
Are you going to keep that one?
No, we're not. The main use, the purpose of the new location would be for the sale and storage of landscape materials. We provide for homeowners and landscapers mulch, decorative stone, hardscape materials, pavers, and the like. At the Nassau location, we've been currently at there for, this is our 3rd season. Mm-hmm. We are on leased land that's part of what I call Bob Raley's property. Yes. And our lease will be expiring. You know, originally we went there not really sure what the demand would be for our services. We found them actually to surpass what we thought they were going to be. So we started searching for a permanent home. And the property is there just east of us, you know, it's ideal for what we want to do. Currently, we're in the off season, we just have one employee there. In the spring, during mulch, what I call mulch season, we have as many as four or five with delivery drivers. Some customers pick up, but we also offer delivery in the area. We request our hours of operation to be consistent with the other businesses in the area. We're requesting 7 to 7, uh-huh. Monday through Friday,
yeah.
And Saturdays 7 to 1.
Okay.
And mainly that's all I have. If you have questions, okay. Or I think Dennis wanted to summarize some stuff.
Let me just clarify.
Sure.
Years ago, we've had problems. Not problems. We've had a lot of emphasis on Belltown and the historical black community of Belltown. Mm-hmm. That it's, you know, we need to be sensitive about rezoning and things, sure. Like that. You've still got a number on this side of the road, residential homes that'll be backing up to this property. Do the types of vehicles you're going to use in there to pick up stuff, are they going to be making the beeping sound when they back up?
Mm-hmm. They're required to have the beeping sound. What we can use we use in sensitive areas, there's and the name escapes me, but they have what they call white noise beepers that use varying frequencies, which are real loud when you're close to them, but the sound doesn't carry like the old conventional beeper that you hear a mile away. But yes.
There is one thing in here that the planning and zoning has said, that the use will not adversely affect the nature of the area or neighboring properties. The main complaint we get, Ken, you know this, because I'm sure you get complaints from time to time for other things, but anyway, it's going to be that beeping noise and the back, and it's hours of operation. That's, I think, why they said 8 o'clock. I don't know, and then maybe even landscaping some between the residential areas, because this is still historic Belltown, which is one of the last few black communities, and there's still, you know, some homes still there, and it's anyway, and I think the land use plan actually cited it as a historical area, et cetera, all that crap. So I think we need to show some responsibility to do something here. So, you have any problem with landscaping, putting some landscaping between your perimeter line and the abutting residential areas?
Actually, the way it was displayed, which is if you've seen our existing facility,
like up the street,
we have
the street, right.
When we build our bins,
right.
We build them probably 6-8 feet high to shield. You know, it's kind of a twofold.
So it's basically a concrete wall back there. In a way.
Yeah, it's pieced together with those concrete 3x6 blocks. But
okay.
Yes, I mean, it would be, and I'm guessing at the height. But everywhere else, we proposed fencing.
Okay, but I don't know how to address the noise. I just know this, that the first complaint we're going to get is this, because these people live here and it's their homes, and we're going to be concerned about this. The attorney wants to say something.
Well, I was going to say one of the parcels that is not subject to this application is owned by one of the parcel owners.
I know.
It's for sale, and he would like to negotiate for the sale of that property. Another property was sold at tax sale and is vacant. So I'm not disagreeing with you that we should be sensitive to Belltown as an area for historical preservation. But if you're familiar with the area at all now, even the church is for sale. It sits in a triangle.
I totally understand that.
And the area is not surviving the way we would have envisioned it when the comp plan was done about 8 years ago.
It just with your commercial activity, that beeping that we'll have with all your little vehicles running around there, you know, all day long, especially in the busy time, you know, all day long, can be annoying to residential property owners who are in this area. So the underlying zone is it's agricultural residential.
But I believe also adjacent.
I just need some assurances that, like this white noise or something, I don't know if there's any way, Jamie, we could put something like that in some kind of regulation.
But you also see that north of 9 from 5 points to where we currently are located, everything's commercial.
On that side of the road it is. On this side, it's been a different. On that little pocket there, it's been a different story. That's the only thing.
Pretty quiet there.
And yours will be the first big, intrusion into that area. And so I'm just trying to see if we can have, you know, make everybody happy a little bit, you know. I don't want to upset a bunch of people who've been living there for a long time.
Mr. Adams, I just have to get around what George's problem here is, and I can understand it. We'll just put a horseshoe drive in so you'll have to back up.
No, it's not those. Sam, it's not those.
No, I agree with you talking about the trucks, but
we're not talking about that, Sam.
Mr. President, I have a comment too. When George said,
my concern is just noise and then buffering, Ken, from the residential and your activity.
Absolutely.
Because these people still have homes, and some of them may take pride in their homes and stuff like that.
And we have addressed that noise issue in the bar pit conditional uses before with what we call the white noise backup alarm, which is a lot more. Neighbor friendly.
That's my area, and I just want to ditto what Mr. Cole is saying. That's a very old community, and I believe it may have been started some 200 or 300 years ago by a gentleman named Bell. This is my understanding. Anyway, it's an important community to us in that area, and I'm hoping that you will take extra care to treat the neighbors who are there with respect.
Absolutely.
It's very important, and it's a busy road. Now, are you being asked to create some sort of pull-off on the drive? I think I heard there's going to be what's the entrance going to look like? What has DelDOT said to you?
I believe Mr. Davidson could probably speak better to him.
What we'll end up having to do is create a commercial entrance plan. Okay. And the entrance, there's an existing shoulder out there, so we'll be able to use it for a right turn lane coming into the site. And then depending on how the traffic and how we work the entrance plans, there could be a dedicated left turn lane that would possibly be needed to be able to bring traffic in from Five Points into the site. So that'll be looked at once we get further into DelDOT.
In Stingy Lane, you won't impact Stingy Lane.
No, we will not.
You won't be touching it at all.
No, not at all.
And nobody maintains it right now, do they? Or anybody maintain it?
I'm not sure if anybody maintains it. It's right now, it's like a dirt lane, about 10 feet wide.
Well, I hope you won't let me down as far as with designing and building that entrance.
Okay.
It's really important. It's so busy there. And I have to say, this will be alongside of the plant there, the power plant. Is that not right?
That is correct.
Yes. It's good idea, I think.
Any more questions of council? Anybody?
Just for the benefit of the members of the council, just ask that series of questions. Right at the end of tab 4, Mr. Cole, you'll see a detailed plan of the proposed proposed development. If you'll permit me, Mr. President, I'll just make a couple parting comments.
Well, certainly.
As we have pointed out to you, and if you take a look at the photos in tab 5, you can see what the neighborhood looks like. We've just recently discussed it, and I would point out to you for your thought processing that there are utilities available either on site or through the county. There was a DelDOT level of service report that did not require a traffic impact study, and I would point out that the closure of one site and moving it to the other site does not result in a net gain or loss to Route 9 because it is closing of the one site and adding the new one. This application does meet the purposes of an AR1 agricultural district and the land use plan as set out in tab 3. There is the preliminary site plan that I know Mrs. Deaver is now looking at, and it's in the book and in the back of tab 4. We've received any number of support letters thanks to the efforts of Vice President Stickles, who was able to get this support for the application. And I would also bring to your attention that in some of the work that was done by Mr. Stickles, there are businesses that are within the site of this location that open up at earlier hours than this. They include Meals on Wheels at 7 a.m., Heart to Heart Medical at open 24 hours a day. Michael's Plumbing Wholesale starts at 7 a.m., One Call, 7:30 a.m. And obviously there's some bigger spots that are nearby with less than 4 minutes travel time, including Home Depot that opens at 6, Lowe's at 6, and Best Garden Center at 7. I'm sure that the drafter of the conditions of the approval for the Planning and Zoning Commission meant well, but that it puts my client at a competitive disadvantage simply without explanation for why it would be at 8 o'clock. We have asked for, and we would hope for you to consider positively that the hours of operation be 7 to 7 during weekdays and on Saturdays 7 to 1. One, and we would not be open on Sundays. The other thing that I'd like to bring to your attention is that condition A of the recommendations of the commission indicate that the use is to be limited to commercial landscaping, material, and storage. We're not 100% sure what the adjective or adverb isn't adjective is intended to mean by saying commercial landscaping, because my client sells both to commercial and residential properties. If you look at the findings of fact above, well, I believe it's in paragraph 6, it talks about that this is for the sales material, storage of landscaping, and the sales facility. We would like not to be limited to commercial sales in the sense that it's right. Only for commercial properties that the product would be delivered to. We are a commercial business, but we want to be able to sell to commercial and residential sure. businesses. I think those are semantical issues rather than...
Well, it does say it's a public and semi-public
yeah,
character.
I don't know,
Jamie, do you see any wording issues there, or is it just in his imagination?
Well, thank you, Mr. Cole.
I see Mr. Schrader's point. And Mr. Lank may be more able to speak on this than I am, as he was at the commission meeting. But I think you could look at commercial as either it's only you're only selling commercial landscaping material or storage, or you're looking at as this is a commercial use on the property,
right.
and that's
mm-hmm.
the use of it.
That was the intent.
Yeah, it's covers everything, right?
It's the kind of ambiguity, Mr. Cole, that lawyers feast on.
Well, Mr. President, if I would, I'd like to move a motion forward for vote.
One second. Got any more questions?
All right.
Well, we're talking about the
you
time.
You've got to get people
open,
to
vote closing.
For or against. I have a question. I'm sorry, Mr. Steve, go ahead.
Oh, I just said we were talking about the opening and closing times, but
right.
I don't want to be out of place with what we're doing. Have we
sure.
got a motion on to?
Well, we haven't let the public comment yet.
Yeah.
And then we can move forward with that.
But, oh, I thought you had that.
No, not
I'm
yet.
Way ahead
we
of
we have to do that next. The only only question I would have, I guess Mr. Adams could address this.
Yes, sir.
Depending on what time of day we would call there, can we expect a delivery of the materials by Mr. Stickles?
If you so requested, we would have to make an appointment ahead of time, I believe.
It's his eye. No doubt in my mind, an appointment.
Big truck.
He didn't got his chauffeur's license, to tell you the truth.
Mr. Vincent, if you'll permit me, there is one property owner present in the back of the room, and he has indicated that he does not wish to speak.
Well, who is he?
He's one of the parcels. He owns one of the parcels.
He's one of the sellers.
He's selling.
He's a seller?
Oh,
one of the sellers.
There you go. He's in favor of it, yes.
Well, congratulations.
Sure.
Thank you, Mr. President. Is there anyone here who's in favor of the application and wishes to speak? Is anyone here in favor of the application who does not wish to speak? The gentleman in the rear, I believe.
There you go.
You're in favor of that.
He's in favor, but he don't speak. Yeah.
We have one in favor. Is there anyone here in opposition to the application who'd like to speak?
I think in the back of the room there on this side.
We have someone. Doesn't want to speak? Did you say that?
Yeah, there's one in the back.
Okay.
Speaking in opposition to me.
Okay, I'll ask one more time. Is there anybody here who is in opposition to the application that wishes to speak or does not wish to speak or wishes to raise their hand? Hearing none.
And I got a question.
Should we get the motion first, or
it doesn't? It's however you want to do it. I just got some. I'd like to an issue. I'd like to.
Okay.
Do you need to talk to the applicant?
I might. He might want to respond.
Sure. Okay. While we go there, Mr. Cole.
Do Ken? I guess Ken. Both of you can get up. I might as well make Dennis get up.
Damn.
Due to the close proximity to the residential area and your concern about the hours of operation,
mm-hmm.
is it possible that we could? Give you the, you know, you're looking for the 7 o'clock so you can be competitive. Is it possible that we could give you the 7 to, you know, the hours you're looking for, but restrict it to the activity? I mean, if you wanted to do the sales and do whatever, I'm concerned about the, again, I hate to sound like I'm nitpicky, but I know this is going to be, the phone calls are going to be the hours of operation and big trucks coming in and stuff like this to the residential uses. And again, the rear of this property abuts quite a few residential properties, and noise travels far, and a chain link fence isn't going to stop a whole lot, and I know the concrete will. But is it possible to restrict it to the big, large trucks showing up with deliveries and things like that nature till after, say, till 8 o'clock. But open up at 7 o'clock and just to open up for business. I mean, I'm just trying to get somewhere because I have a problem, really, because it's a residential neighborhood. Mm-hmm. You're coming into it. Yeah, I think you should accommodate them before they accommodate you because they've been there. No offense, but that's just the way I look at things.
I understand.
And I'm just trying to be fair to the property owners who probably aren't here today.
Yeah.
And actually, we have letters of support from most of them.
Okay.
So I don't know. I'm not sure if there is an offense that's going to happen. But
is it possible to run an operation where your large tractor trailer truck's delivering your product to the bins? You know, you stockpiling your bins could be restricted till after 8 o'clock.
For me to bring, yes. For
because
me to
if you
want to
be competitive
materials.
with, if you want customers to be able to get in and get out and stuff and be able to, whatever, that would give you the ability to, but your big, no deliveries till after
coming
8
in.
Or something
okay,
like that.
Okay, I didn't catch that at first, but Jamie, he's saying for me to bring deliveries of material to.
Your delivery is not, you could open for sales and removal of the product by homeowners or
I want them to be able to do business, but I'm also concerned about the guy once you know been worked shift work and was sleeping.
7 o'clock opening is very unpleasant.
No, it's just it's
yeah.
That's, it,
they
it
have
is
their houses around there.
I think he's saying as far as
you want to say something, Mr. Stickles.
Oh, there he is, Mr. Stickles. I didn't see him.
Just you're better off just being there, sitting there, and being seen.
You haven't been sworn in?
No.
Suppliers can I ask a question?
I my own trucks.
For Mr. Colt.
Supplies in.
Yes,
are you
sir.
Saying for delivery of their material into the premise?
For receiving.
But the customers. The
deliveries.
Customers,
no deliveries.
The customer could be driving the same
no
type
receiving
of truck.
Before 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
come in and pick up.
It's my own trucks. I deliver with my own trucks.
No delivery.
Delivery to the site.
To the
site. Not earlier than 8, but could be open for operation at 7.
Builders could pick up early then.
Actually, George is looking for a job.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
Check the time.
You think George has got a C line?
He's looking for a job. That's what he's looking for.
And Stickles took my job.
He's going to be checking.
I can walk up there.
Joe
wants a job. Hey,
okay, let's move right along here.
This is all a conflict of interest.
So we've got no more. We have no opposition.
There's no opposition.
So how about that vote?
We're all done that. Now we need to address the if we're going to amend anything.
Right, I'd like to amend.
I guess we need to close it.
That's right.
We need to close the hearing first and then entertain a motion to amend something.
Yes.
And then vote on the amendment and then vote on the as amended. Everybody on the same page? Okay.
Yes.
We'll close the public hearing.
No, I was going to say, Mr. President, the public hearing may now be closed at the pleasure of council. The record may be closed as well.
And we'll close the record. Yes. The council okay with that? We'll ask Mr. Sharp to read the short title, and then we will deal with any amendments to anything you want to change.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for commercial landscaping material storage and sales to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 1.68 acres more or less for the reasons numbered 1 through 6 and conditions 7A through J as set forth in the recommendations by the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Now, Mr. Cole, do you have a proposed amendment?
Yes. Jamie, have you been able to think about any wording to address the issue of...
Lawrence is working around, I think.
Maybe H-I, is it I, or no, J-K, would it be K, or another letter, or add to an existing condition, like hours of operation, maybe under D, we put down it. No receiving of materials.
I had one for that we would add to 7D. Mm-hmm.
7D, okay.
At the end of that, we could put, provided that no delivery shall be made to the site between 7 a.m. and 8 a.m.
No receiving.
But you could
come
before
word.
7, right?
Receiving?
No receiving.
No
better word.
There we
Flank
go.
Says.
Now, I do I also note that 7D also has 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. and 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Uh-huh. So
the applicant stated 7 to 7 and mm-hmm. 7 to 1 on Saturday.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes. Okay, so you want to change?
There's more overtime.
Cold.
No, I'm not so concerned about that. It's about the deliveries of material to the site.
Okay.
receiving.
Anything else you want to amend, or is that it?
No, I do have some concerns about the landscaping. There doesn't seem to be much of a buffer between the, you know, if there could be some minimal landscaping, the chain link fence with those concrete barriers, again, facing into residential areas. I'd like to see, I think it would be appropriate, again, to have a you know, some landscaping and let planning and zoning determine at the site plan approval process what would be sufficient. Do we determine, number, is that?
This is all residential, yeah.
How about number A? Do we reference number A to clarify?
To clarify that, the commercial there, was that what it
commercial
meant?
And residential landscaping?
No, I'm talking about landscaping. No, I'm talking about landscaping.
No, I'm just saying, you talked about A also, but you didn't finish.
Oh, A.
Where it says commercial landscaping, the question was raised.
And residential? Is that what they were?
That just clarifies.
Yeah, that would commercial and residential landscaping escaping the terms.
Okay. Remove the word commercial, read the sentence without commercial in there.
Oh, you could do that, too.
You leave them out.
Yeah. Okay, that'd be appropriate.
That'd be either.
Okay.
Strike, okay, that would be the A, we would strike the word commercial.
We struck out of there, and then in D, you're going to change from
somebody
the eight
read it.
To seven.
Well, somebody read it into the record the way it should be, I guess. One of these guys.
The hours of operation shall be from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 7 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Saturdays. No receiving of materials before 8 a.m. shall be permitted.
That's good.
Okay, that'd be fine. Mm-hmm. And then if there's any consensus on, again, having Planning and Zoning Commission determine a landscaping plan between the residential and the commercial activity.
There's folks living in the back.
To be determined. I'm not going to sit here and us try to figure it out, but let them do it.
Screen.
And you would add a K, I guess?
Screen. I guess, I don't know, add that somewhere or part of...
Mrs. Stever, do you get any complaints from Home Depot?
That's a commercial.
From them running their business?
Tractor trailers pulling back through that.
Excuse me, Bob. Shh, shh.
But that's not a historic town, and it's not Belltown.
No, it's zone commercial, Bob. It's like, shh,
shh. Mr. Lang, are you writing some on this thing?
I'm trying.
He's going to go back and change that, Bob.
Is that Mr. Cole on the east side and south side?
Well, let's see. Would that be
not on Stingy Road?
East and south, all right? Mm-hmm. Right. Now, we don't need on the highway. We don't need next to a power plant, right?
Now, Mr. Cole, one thing I'll point out, in looking at the plan, they have proposed an infiltration pond on the... where's that?
Right, but an infiltration pond will not go right to the
south side.
It won't go right to the property line, I'm sure. There's always space there. They'll find space. Right, Mr. Peone? Well, he doesn't look a thing like a...
So the neighbor to the rear is not going to be able to... perhaps the seller will have waterfront property.
Who?
Yeah, that's right.
The seller, he's gone.
So the impact is actually positive for the surrounding neighborhood, I would say.
They've already got the trees there and bushes anyway, so, you know, what's the
white
deal? They're already in the picture, George.
Actually, I believe there's a conditional use on one of those three parcels to the rear that is a landscaping business.
Mm-hmm. I have no idea how they got anything on their property.
That was not on the record. I don't know.
It's already there. Look at the picture, George.
The record's been closed. Gentlemen, the record's been closed. I don't know.
No, I'm just saying that's something I just...
I don't know.
That we're talking.
Keep bringing this.
No, I'm just saying the record's been closed.
Want to vote on this amendment?
What record?
That's worth
suggesting.
Go ahead, Mr. Lang.
Is that a 45 or 78 record?
Mr. Lang.
I would suggest that you include a new letter J. Landscaping shall be required along the easterly and southerly property line subject to the approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. And then that the existing J become K.
That'd be fine with
me? Yes.
Should we include the language to minimize the noise? I mean, that's the purpose of the landscaping, correct?
No.
No?
Well, we hope they will take it. I think they're cognizant of it because they had the hours of operation less than we did.
I agree. Want to throw that out there.
No, I
don't. Okay. We have how many amendments?
Three amendments, Mr. President.
Three. Want to go individually or all together? Let's do them individually, because some might not get approved.
Do them individually?
Yeah, sure.
First one was A.
Individually.
Suggested wording on A, as corrected, the use shall be limited to landscaping material storage and sales.
Pleasure, council.
Make a motion, we support that amendment.
Second.
Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Dever, to amend the proposed conditions by striking the word commercial out of A. Questions on the motion?
And what would it say then?
What he just read. It would say the use should be limited to landscaping material storage and sales.
It would say what?
The use shall be limited to landscaping material storage and sales.
What don't you understand?
Well, it's hard to be understanding English.
Any questions? Can they vote, Mrs. Dever?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Charlotte?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
We have the motion carried. Next.
Amended to number D. The hours of operation shall be from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturdays. No receiving of materials before 8 a.m. shall be permitted.
Pleasure, council.
I'll make that motion that we support that.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Dever, to amend item D as read by Mr. Lank. Question on the motion. We'll take the vote. Mrs. Dever?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Charlotte?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
No.
All of yes, motion carried.
And I make a motion we have to hire George or somebody there and keep track of time.
And last, Mr. Lank?
Lastly, or almost lastly.
Okay.
J would be added. As landscaping shall be required along the easterly and southerly property line, subject to the approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Dever. Any questions on that? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Dever?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Charlotte?
Happily say yes.
Mr. Wilson?
No.
And by creation of that J, we have to add, change the original J to K.
Right.
Okay. All right. We have to have a motion.
Is that your motion?
Yes.
Mr. Dever,
yes.
You second that?
Yes. Yes.
Question on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Dever?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Charlotte?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
And what's the motion?
Oh, my God.
To change the lettering on these conditions, the J is now K.
Change the letter?
Yeah. Mr. Wilson votes yes.
Did you vote yes?
I vote yes. Motion carried. Now then. We'll read the short title again, and then we'll vote on it as amended.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for commercial landscaping material storage and sales to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 1.68 acres more or less for the reasons set forth as enumerated 1 through 6 in the recommendations from planning and zoning, as with the conditions listed as numbers 7A through K, as has been recently amended.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Make a motion to adopt.
Mr. Dever, second. Mr. Cole, to approve conditional use number 2024 with the conditions as amended. Questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Dever?
Yes, and I appreciate those amendments because there are folks living directly across that road, and they've been there for years and years, the Norwoods, and we have a number of folks. We have a minister who lives across the street, so we have residential homes too. So, but yes, and I'm going along with planning and zoning's reasons and our conditions as amended.
Thank you, ma'am. Mr. Cole.
Yes, with the amended conditions, and I just hope you put in those white noise type of machines.
Mr. Arlett?
I will vote yes per the recommendations of the planning and zoning and the amended changes here. And I'm very happy to see a business that is continuing to grow. That is good news for Sussex County.
With Bob Stickles. Mr. Wilson?
I vote yes, all but the condition of the hours. I think it's very foolish just to put hours on until somebody with time they could just open up and shut up and all that kind of mess, without having someone around to check the time. Maybe we ought to vote for a put in a time clock. I don't know. You never know. We could be ridiculous about it. Why not be real ridiculous if we're going to be ridiculous?
Okay. I'm going to take that as a yes vote.
I'll vote yes.
I also vote yes. I agree with planning and zoning's findings and conditions as amended. Motion passed.
We got economic developers. We hire them, pay them $100,000 a year, and then top business comes up, and you see how hard time we give them. That's the way I would do it.
Entertained a motion to adjourn?
Yes.
Second.
Everybody's happy but Sam.
Second to adjourn.
Wait. Everybody's happy but Sam.
We're going to take the vote.
What happened?
Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson? Yes. I mean, yes, we're adjourned.